ask you, I think we've got slides. Does anyone here like science? Does anyone here like science? Hands up. Got a whole mix, young and old there. One of the fun things about science is doing experiments. Hands up here, anyone done any good experiments recently or at all in their life? Anybody done any good experiments? John Waite, I'm keen to hear, what experiment have you done? John Waite made some aspirin, your own pharmaceutical company. Very good. Anybody else? Very good. That is way beyond my level of understanding. Philip?
Well, in an electron microscope, as a student, I had the opportunity to use an electron microscope to look at small particles of metal and things. So that was really great fun.
Amazing.
Using
an electron microscope to look at tiny, tiny particles of metal. And Abigail, let's do one, and then we'll do Martha. See if shaving foam expands. That's a good one. And Martha, what about your experiment? Made rockets. Fantastic. I'm sure you know, all of you and others, when you do an experiment, you're meant to write it up. You're meant to have a clear structure. There's introduction, apparatus you used, method, results, conclusion. If I remember that rightly from my time at school. Well, the passage we've just read, Romans 5, 1 to 11, it has a clear structure too. There's a method, what's happened. There's the results and a conclusion. And it's really great. It's like Paul's science write-up, but it's not for school, it's for church. It's written about 2,000 years ago to the church at Rome. And we are going to look this morning, all these years later, at these verses. And our passage is, it's like a write-up of what God's done for Christians. What's happened, the results, and the conclusion. And it's all because of God's grace. God giving us something we don't deserve, like a gift, a present, freely because of Jesus. By God's grace alone, through faith alone, as we trust in Jesus, in Christ alone. There's another slide there. By grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, and it's all there in verse 2, through our faith, Christ has brought us into that blessing of God's grace that we now enjoy. And I'm using the children's version. By God's grace, there on the slides, through faith in Jesus. But what's happened? What are the results? And what are the conclusion? Well, Paul's write-up explains it all. The next slide, here's the first thing. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus, we can have peace with God. Let me read verses 1 and 2 again. We have been made right with God because of our faith, so we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through our faith, Christ has brought us into that blessing of God's grace we now enjoy. And we are happy because of the hope we have of sharing God's glory. God has given us something we don't deserve. Jesus has brought us into the blessing of God's grace. What's happened? So here's the first bit of our science write-up. We have peace with God. But...
Oh, Ben, this is so boring. Ben, you're so boring. Do you know this? It's boring and you're bored. I think it's just boring, Ben. Boring.
That's the way. Whoa, wait a minute. Well, let's calm that. Whoa. Can you stop there for a moment? How mean? How rude? What a rat bag Jane is. Treating me like that. Ignoring me when I asked her to stop. How could Jane and I ever be friends? She doesn't like me. She doesn't listen to me. I bet she doesn't really want to hang out with me either. And in fact, I'm quite angry with her too for treating me like that when I'm trying to do my talk at the front of church. Have you ever had that? Have you? When someone treats you like that? Perhaps at school or work or in your family, someone doesn't like you or listen to you or want to hang out with you and you're angry with them. How can you ever be friends with that person? How will there ever be peace between you and that person? An end to their rudeness and horribleness and your anger. Like your enemies at war. How could Jane and I ever be at peace when she treats me like that? Well, that's what our sin is. We don't listen to or want to hang out with God. when we ignore him. Or sometimes worse, we make fun of God and we treat God badly. Certainly we don't want to spend time with him. And God's angry with us for that. How will there ever be peace between us and God? It's like we're enemies at war with God. How will there ever be peace between us and God when we sin, when we treat God just like Jane treated me? Well, amazingly, there can be. You see it there in verses 1 and 2. It's God's grace. Christians stand in God's grace, God's gift, a present. It's something we don't deserve that means we can be friends with God. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus, we can have peace with God. But when I think about Jane and how mean she's been to me, that's pretty hard to imagine. Could we really be friends? After all she's done to me, I can't see how it could happen. And she doesn't look very interested in wanting to be friends with me either. Well, that's where our second point comes in. The next heading on the screens. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus, we can be certain of our rescue. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus, we can be certain of our rescue. This is where it gets serious in the passage and here in church. I need a few recruits, a couple of people to join me here at the front, maybe one at each side, to stand with me, to be part of my team here at the front. Abigail, Martha, anybody else who wants to come and be part of my... Have you got, Beth, have you got what it takes to come and be part of my team? You can come and stand this side. Anybody else? Abigail, you come and stand on this side too. We've got nobody under the age of 18 who fancies being on my team. Over the age of 18, he fancies being... Martha, you can stand that side by Abigail there, or you can come and stand with me. That's okay. Right, we're going to have you got it? Vanessa, this is going to be fun for you. We want to know, have you got what it takes to be part of my team? Okay, we're going to have a press-up competition. I can see Vanessa backing off slowly. Last one going is the winner. So after three, flex your arm muscles, press-ups up and down. One, two, three. Let's get all together at once. Last person standing is the winner. Three, two, one, go. Come on, up, down, straight backs. No bums in the air. No bums in the air. Anyone giving up yet? Anyone giving up yet? Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Oh, Beth, you look like you... Oh, nearly there. Keep going, keep going. How many? This must be about 20 now. Must be. Vanessa sat down. I did notice that. We're trying not to draw attention to it. Beth, you've given up. Well done. That's okay. Go and grab a seat, Beth. We got three more. Marthy, are you still on? Abigail's gone. That's it. Abigail there. We've got very interesting posture there for your... Let's stop there. Let's say Martha and Abigail jump up. You've got what it takes to be... I counted about 30. Grab a seat. I counted about 30 press-ups there. Now, the one problem is it actually takes 60 to be part of my team. So even though you've got what it takes to beat the other challengers, I'm really sorry, you haven't got what it takes to be part of my team. You're not in, I'm afraid. Our recruits, they just weren't good enough. Even the very best of them. None of them could perform to the standard I needed. I needed at least double the best they could give me. They were way off. They couldn't do enough to be part of my team. And they wanted to. I didn't see Jane get up. I didn't see Jane want to come and be part of my team. Those guys tried really hard to be part of my team, but they didn't. So how could someone like Jane ever be part of my team? She didn't even bother coming up. And as for Vanessa, she came up and decided she was going to sit down again. What is it going to take for us to have peace with God, to be God's friends, to be on God's team, to be rescued from God's anger, the consequence of our sin? Paul says we can have peace with God, that we can stand in God's grace. People like you and me, who've treated God like Jane treated me. This is part two of Paul's write-up. We can have peace with God. We can be God's friends, rescued from the consequence of how we've treated God. We can be certain of our rescue. We can be certain of our rescue, verses 6 to 8, because it's nothing to do with our performance. We won't ever do enough to get right with God. But that's the point of grace. It's a gift. It's a present. It's something we don't deserve because we haven't and won't ever do anything enough to earn it by our performance. Verse 6, we are weak, we're powerless to become friends with God, to have peace with God. And that's the point, because if we weren't, if we could do it by our own performance, verse 2, we wouldn't be friends with God by his grace, but we'd be friends with God by our performance. But we wouldn't, verse 2, be happy to share in God's glory, rather we'd boast in our own glory. Verse 6, we are weak. We are powerless to become friends with God, to make peace with God. Yet we stand in God's grace as God's friends, at peace with God, a gift from God, something we don't deserve. And God's done it for us, verse 8. God shows his great love for us because Christ died for us while we were still sinners. It's not what I do, but what Jesus has done, if we will but trust in him. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus, we can have peace with God and we can be certain of our rescue because it's nothing to do with what we do, but all about what Jesus has done. And amazingly, Jesus has done that not for the nice people, not for the people who want to be on his team or want to be his friends, but verse 8, while we were still sinners, while we were treating God like Jane treated me, verse 10, while we were God's enemies, God made us his friends through the death of his son. It's amazing. By God's grace, someone like Jane can be my friend no matter how badly she's treated me, which is a picture of us and God. Because by God's grace, through faith in Jesus, people like us can be friends with God no matter how badly we've treated him. People like us can be friends with God if we will just trust in what Jesus has done. It's glorious news. It's well worth rejoicing in. And in fact, that's exactly what Paul expects our conclusion to be. What's happened for Christians, those who trust in Jesus, is we have peace with God. The result is we are rescued and we're certain of our rescue, because it's not about us, but about Jesus. And all of that means the conclusion is we rejoice in the hope God's given us. The final part of Paul's write-up, the final heading, by God's grace, through faith in Jesus, we can rejoice in our hope. Anyone here got or had a birthday in November? Hands up. Anyone here had or got? Nick, we know, but he's not here. Josiah, yours is on the 11th. Anybody, was Nick's birthday a birthday with a big zero on it? It wasn't a birthday with a big zero. Well, Josiah's, but yeah, it was your last year of not being a teenager. Josiah had a birthday this week. We've been talking about it for ages. We've known for ages it's coming, but there was a big difference on the day it actually came, on Josiah's actual birthday. There was such excitement and joy, because there's one thing knowing in our heads a birthday's coming, but on the day it actually happens, on birthday day, we really feel it. Today's the day. Maybe we do a little birthday dance. Did Nick do a birthday dance on his birthday? He said, oh, he's coming. Hopefully Nick will be doing a birthday dance. Anybody here got a birthday dance they want to do? No one brave enough yet. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus, we have peace with God. Birthday day has come. We have peace with God. It's not just in our heads that we can be rescued. Trusting in Jesus, we have been rescued. And we can be certain of our rescue. So follows rejoicing. We feel it. We can be excited about it. Verse 2, Christ has brought us into that blessing of God's grace we now enjoy, and we are happy. Verse 3, we also have joy in our troubles. And verse 11, we're also very happy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Three times Paul says it in these verses. We are happy, we have joy, we are very happy. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Three times. peace with God, it's a fact. And it means we can rejoice. That's a feeling. The feelings follow the fact. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. There is a way for Jane and I to be friends. And we can all be friends with God by God's grace through faith in Jesus. It's like birthday day, like a party, a forever party. Think about the people who came to your last birthday party. We invite our friends, don't we? Would I have invited Jane if she'd been that mean? No way. No way. But God's grace means God gives us what we don't deserve. We treat God like Jane treated me, but we still get a party invite, even if we don't deserve it. Because of God's grace, to come and be friends with God. And let's face it, the only way any of us is going to get to come is through faith in Jesus. What joy for Christians, for those trusting in Jesus. This is what God has done, totally undeserving. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus, we can have peace with God, we can be certain of our rescue, and we can rejoice in our hope. It's like the best party ever that will go on forever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that enemies as we were, you've brought us to stand in your grace through faith in the crucified and risen Lord Jesus, to be friends with you, a sure and certain rescue because it's Jesus' work, not ours, a gift we don't deserve. So we pray today we go on rejoicing in that hope, that the party's begun, that we do that today and every day into eternity because of your grace to us. Through faith in Jesus. Amen.